Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Chagiga Yud Zayin. We begin right at the Mishnah, two lines from the top, and it's actually a continuation of yesterday's Sugya, the machlekes we had between all these Nesim and Avos Bezdin about Smicha on Yom Tov, it is permitted or not. So today's Mishnah is a continuation of that sugya. This is, of course, on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, one may bring a shlamim. Why? Rashi says, shlamim is achilas hedyot. Eichel nefesh is mutar on Yom Tov. So one may bring his shlamim, whether we're speaking about a shalmei simcha, for instance, which is a personal carbon, which you consume. So that's eichel nefesh. You can bring it on Yom Tov. Ve'ein soimchen aleim. Oh, back to smicha. Smicha is not permitted. Ve'ein soimchen aleim. Typically, a carbon requires smicha, but it's Yom Tov. Leaning on an animal is a derabbanan, a shavus. It might lead him to pull off a branch and lead the animal, drive the animal. So smicha, you don't need to do today, as Rashi will tell us, according to Beis Shammai. This is actually the reason of all those that did not allow smicha in yesterday's daf. You don't say tekef l'smicha shchita. Smicha is not one continuous ceremony with the shchita. You can do smicha yesterday before Yom Tov, and therefore it's not allowed on Yom Tov. So you bring the shlamim, that's eichel nefesh, without smicha. Avaloi oilos. But either way, you don't bring oilos, oilos re'iyah, etc. You don't bring it on Yom Tov because it's not for personal use. It's called tzarech kavaya. It's for the mizbeach. There's no justification to doing malacha for this purpose. If it's a korban tzibur, that is brought even on Shabbos, but a private korban, bring it after Yom Tov. So again, according to Beis Shammai, we have two restrictions: no oilos whatsoever, and shlamim, yes, but not the smicha. Vesila will disagree on both accounts. Vesila oimrim mevin shlamim ve'oilos ve'saim chnalim. Not only can you bring the shlamim, oila as well, it's pertinent for today. It's time-related. That's number one. Number two, on all these karbanes, you can do smicha. They hold that smicha is an integral part. It's inseparable from the shchita. And therefore, you can do it today. Subsequently, atzeres shechal yes be'erev Shabbos, Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is called Atzeres. Why is it called Atzeres? The Pershim say, based on the Ramban and Chumash, that the Gulas Mitzrayim didn't really conclude until they got the Torah. So Yitzias Mitzrayim was the first phase, but then it led into the final phase of Kabbalah Satorah. So Shavuos is really like a phase two, like a culmination, like a gemar of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Atzeres means the last section, like Shmini Atzeres on Sukkot. So the Atzeres, which here refers to Shavuos, Shechal Yeis Be'erev Shabbos, falls out on Erev Shabbos. What happens to the Karbanos? Oilas Re'iyah, Shalmei Chagiga. Be'Shamei Oimrim, you can't bring it today, as we said before. The Karbanos have to wait until after Yom Tov. Yom Tovoyech Achar HaShabbos. The day of Tevicha. Day of Zevicha, day of Shchita Sakarbonis, is only after Shabbos. Ubesil Oimrim, no, Ein Yom Tevayach Achar HaShabbos. There's no need to establish a Yom Tevayach after Shabbos. Why? Bring it today. According to Beis Hillel, you can bring the Shlomim Vailos on Yom Tev itself. Umayt, but all agree that if it's also Shabbos, Yom Tev falls out on Shabbos, then certainly you can't bring this Karbonis on Shabbos. You have to wait until after Shabbos. Umayt, all agree, Shem Chalol Yes B'Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos itself, which doesn't allow bringing of these karbanis, Shiyom Tvayach Achar HaShabbos. In this case, certainly, the Yom of the karbanis is only on Sunday. Now, in that case, when Yom Tvayach falls out on Sunday, we have to be very careful to tone things down, to keep things subdued. Why? We'll see in a minute. Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh Bekelov. On this Sunday, which is the day that we make up for the Karbanis, that we could not bring yesterday on Shavuos because it was Shabbos, Kohen Gadol does not dress up in his Yom Tov clothing. Of course, he wears his big day kahuna when he does the avodah, but otherwise, he doesn't wear yom tov clothing when he walks around. Umator and behesped v'tanis, and he can do a hesped ubetanis. Shaloi l'kayim. This way, we don't support and confirm those opinions. Divrei ha'imrin atzeres achar Shabbos. There were these groups of people, the tzidoikim, that would challenge the chachamim's interpretation of the Torah, and they held that minchas ha'imer, which is supposed to be mimachras ha'shabbos, and consequently shvois, which is 7 weeks later, all falls out on Sunday. Mimachras ha'shabbos literally means Sunday. Chachamim disagree, they interpret the psukim differently. Yom Tov as well is considered Shabbos. The term Shabbos can refer to Shabbos, can refer to Yom Tov. You see, the Tzidukim didn't believe in Torah Sheval Peh. We don't have the power to generate, to introduce concepts and interpretations. Whatever is written is written. We don't have the authority to do anything on our own. Hashem didn't give us the ability to add and to expound and to introduce and to be mechadish in Torah. The term Shabbos is a source of Kedusha. Shabbos that Hashem created. That's it. Mimachras HaShabbos means Sunday. Chacham disagree. Torah Sheval Peh, we have the power to bring down more Torah, to introduce, to expound, to delve, to be mechadish. The term Shabbos, a term that denotes the day of Kedusha, day of Shvisa, can refer to either Shabbos, which of course is the source of all Zmanim Kedushim, right? That's the Tchilo L'Mikrei Kedush, but the Yom Tovim as well, even the Yom Tovim that we bring into the world, right? Yom Tovim are dependent on Bezdin. They are Mekadosh, the Chadoshim and the Yom Tovim. That is also considered Shabbos. That too has Kedusha and is referred to as Yom HaShabbos. In any case, when the Yom Tovayach falls out on Sunday, we have to be careful to dispel any notion that we are following the Tzedukim or we are celebrating Shavuos on Sunday, so we keep things toned down and subdued. Perhaps let's take a look at Rashi here. Two lines from the top of the Amud. Masnis, Mevi'in Shlamim, B'Yom Tov. Shehin achilas edit, because it's for personal consumption, it's echel nefesh. But ve'ein semich na'aleim, without smich, kedam rinan, as we learned yesterday, elo semich aleim me'erev yom tev, v'sheichton b'yom tev, delo be'inan tekev l'smich ha'shchita. V'sham I hold, smich ha'shchita don't necessarily have to go hand in hand. Smich can be yesterday, and shchita today. Avaloi me'vein oilis. Oilis you can't bring on yom tev. Those that you can bring after Yom Tov, like Oilas Riya, you can make it up after Yom Tov. Dechsev, hu levado yaseh lachem. Only Echel Nefesh, for personal use. Lachem, v'lo l'gavoya, as opposed to a carbon which goes on the Mizbeach. So if Shavuos falls out on a Friday, the Yom Tovayach is after Shabbos. Yom Tovayach shall karbonos Riya. V'chagigel shol Yom Tov l'achar Shabbos. Why? She'ein kreven loy b'Yom Tov v'loy b'Shabbos. Now it's mashmah from Rashi, Tosfos points this out, mashmah from Rashi, that according to Beis Shammai, you cannot bring Korbanos Ri'iya, which means Oilas Ri'iya, and also Chagigel, Shalmei Chagigel, which is a chiddush, because you would think a shlamim is a shlamim. It's eaten by the balim. Mashmash from Rashi that the Shalmei Chagiga is different. You can't bring it on Yom Tov, as opposed to the Shalmei Simcha, that's the other carbon that which is just there to supply one with meat, that can be brought on Yom Tov. That's what the Mishnah meant in the beginning when the Shalmei say you can bring Shalmei Simcha, but not Shalmei Chagiga, which is an obligatory carbon that you cannot bring on Yom Tov itself. And Tosfos actually brings the Shalmei. I mean, he asks on there, why not? Shalmei Chagiga is no different than a regular Shalmei, but he does bring the Shalmei, which supports this view. But actually, if you take a look in the Bavli, in the Talmud Bavli in Gemara Beitza, Beitza Daf Yotes, it seems pretty clear that according to Beis Shammai, one may bring Shalmei Chagiga even on Yom Tov. So it's interesting why Rashi chose to follow the path of the Yerushalmi in interpreting the Mishnah. Okay, so according to Beis Shammai, you cannot bring these karbonos on Yom Tov. You have to make it up after Yom Tov, during that Yom Tovayach. Beis Hillel say, no, bring it all on Yom Tov. Ain lo yom tivayach. Ain atzricha yom tivayach. Why shemutel lakrivim b'yom tiv? Now, in a case where it falls out on Shabbos, all agree there is a yom tivayach on Sunday. But you have to be careful to dispel any notions to support its tzedukim. No, You have to undo that effect, and Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh Bekelim Noim Veveisei Beshuk. Now Rashi says we're not speaking during the Avodah when he has to wear the Bigdei Kehuna. V'lo b'shas Avodah Ka'omer. V'lo b'Bigdei Kehuna Koy. Ela Shlo Yisnoi B'Yisai Yoyim. You shouldn't wear Yomtiv clothing. Sheyem Tivayach Shlatzeres Achar Shabbos. This way everybody realizes it's not really a Yomtiv. Sheyevinu Akoy La She'enu Hayim Yomtiv. Why are we so concerned? If not, stukin shoy oimrim matzeres achar Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Amar Blazer Rabbi Yishia. Menayin latzeres sheish latashlum mikol shiva. How do we even know that there's a 7-day makeup period for the karbonos of Shavuos? Let's go over to Rashi to the right. Mach. Oh, so 1 second. Let's just finish another line. Shenemar. How do we know this? How do we know that Shavuos is like the other Yom Tov? Shenemar. The pasuk says bechaga matzeres bechaga Shavuos bechaga Sukkos. We mention all three Yom Tovim at once. We're meant to connect each other. Ma kish chagam shavuos lachagam matzis. We connect shavuos to Pesach. Ma chagam matzis. Yesh lo tashlum mikol shiva. Just like Pesach has a 7-day makeup period. Av chagam shavuos. Yesh lo tashlum mikol shiva. Likewise, shavuos has a total 7-day carbon period. Says Rashi off to the right. Ma chagam matzis. Yesh lo tashlum mikol shiva. How do we know that? Could the Rabbina Kroy Perikama, like we learned back on Aftes? L'chaga Sukkos. What then L'chaga Matzis? Oh, so Rashi points out something interesting. That the default assumption that Pesach, Chag HaMatzis has a 7-day makeup period is based on the fact that the Pasuk back on Aftes told us the same for Sukkos, that Sukkos can be made up all throughout Yom Tov. And Rashi adds, "V'hu adin l'chagam matzis, sharei af hu shivas yomim." It's a svara. If we find that Shavuos is considered one long makeup period, Pesach as well, because look, it's one big Yom Tov of 7 days. So we assume if you missed it on the first day, you can bring it throughout the Yom Tov. So working with that default assumption that Shavuos, that Pesach and Sukkot have that halacha of Tashlumin. And here we find that the Pasuk connects Shavuos to Pesach. And just like Pesach has Tashlumin, Shavuos as well. So you can make it up during the following 6 days, for a total of 7 days. Asks the Gemara, why only 7 days? Ve'ema, let's say Makish l'chag HaSukkos. Let's connect Shavuos to Sukkot. And say, Ma chag HaSukkos yesh l'tashlumin kol shmoina. Just like by Sukkos, you can make it up for 8 days. All the way through and including Shmini Atzeres. Av Chag HaShavuos, Yesh La Tashlumin Kol Shiva, perhaps Shavuos as well, has an 8-day Tashlumin period. And says the Gemara, Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmeyu. No, Shmini Atzeres has its own identity. It's an independent entity, unconnected to Sukkos. So the primary Zman HaSukkos is only 7 days. And that's what we connect Shavuos to. Eimor damrinan Shmini regel b'fnei atzmayu. No. Pertaining to what? Do we say Shmini is a regel b'fnei atzmayu? Regarding some other halachas. Hani mili. It only pertains to these halachas. 6 in total. Leinin pazar kashav. So these two words contain, it's a Rosh HaTevis, which contains 6 elements, which set Shmini Atzeres apart from the actual Sukkos. We're going to see it in Rashi soon. But that's unique to that, to those elements. Aval ini tashlumin, when it comes to making up that lost carbon, tashlumin derishinu. If one failed to bring his oil asriya on Sukkos or Shama Chagiga, he can make it up all throughout the 8 days of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres. This non mishal chag, b'yom tov rishon shel chag. If one failed to bring his carbon on the first day of Sukkos, chagig is kol regel. B'yom tov achron. So you can bring it all throughout the 8 days of Yom Tov. So why can't we connect Shavuos to the 8 days of Sukkos and let Shavuos also have 8 days of makeup? Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Tafasta mo tafasta. When you have a choice. Can I grab hold of something big or only something small? It's advisable to grab a hold of the small thing. That's why you know you have it. You're sure. You're secure in the fact that you have it. But a big, large thing, who says you're going to have it? You might miss the entire, you might not get anything. Don't overdo it. Go to Pesach and get 7 days. This way you know you're right. But when you go and go over to Sukkot and try to get 8 days, who says that's correct? So bottom line is, we have Shavuos in the middle. On the right side we have Pesach, 7 days Tashlumin. On the left we have Sukkot, 8 days. We choose Pesach, which is the shore route. Oh, let's go to Rashi. Middle of the Amid, Pazar Kashav. So Shmini Atzeres is very different than Sukkot with respect to these six things. So the pay of the Pazar is pious. Zman, Regel, Karban, Shir, Bracha. What does pious mean? The lottery that they used to throw in the Beis HaMikdash to determine which Kohanim get which Karbonis. That was only throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, but on the eighth day, it's a brand new system. Lini Pare Achag, Kol Shivas Yimei Achag, Ein Mefais Naleim, El Lefi Cheshbon HaMishmoros. Lefi Sidron Makriven Oysen, Kedisnan Mesach HaSukkah. You see, all throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, there was no pious, Rashi says. They didn't have a lottery system. It was an established rotation. Everybody got a certain amount of Karbonis. Misha Yimakir Parma Yoyim, Lo Yimakir Lamachar. But when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, that's when they start a new system. A parasha Shmini Mefais and Olav, they made it pious. Ezu Min HaMishmoros HaKrivenu, who's going to get the par? The next letter is the Zayin. Shechiyanu, Zman, Shechiyanu. So it gets a new Shechiyanu because it's considered a new Zman. The Reish is Regel. Sheyesh Lishem Regel of Ne'atzma. It's called Shmini Atzeres. Ve'ena Kor HaSukkos, it's no longer called Sukkos. The Kuf is Karvan. She'en Be'im is Karvan Oysev. Kesey Der Pari Achag. The seder of the Karbonis of Shmini Atzeres is unlike the Pari Achag. It works with a different system, a different amount of Karbonis. She Pari Achag Mesmatin Vayuchin. Throughout Yom Tov, you start with 13 Parim on day one, and then it diminishes as you go along. Every day there were 14 Kvasim, Ve'ilu Mishnayim, Ubeshmini, but Shmini Atzeres, a different system. Pari Achad, Ayilachad, Veshiva Kvasim. The Shin is the Shir. Ain Shir Karbonosav, a different type of Shir by the Karbonis. It's not like the Seder Shir Shalim Oysachag, Ve'ilu Medavar Binim Pashir Shalom Bahi. It's a different system. A totally different topic than what was sung throughout Sukkot. Shalom Bahi was a Simon L'Shir Shalim Oysachag. That represented all the shiras of Sukkot, but Shmini Atzeres has a different shira. What's the base? That's the bracha. Shayim Mevarachim Asam Melech. They would give a bracha to the king. Zecher L'Shloimoi. Shenema B'Bayim Hashmini. Shalach Asam Mevarach Asam Melech. So the question was, let's go to Sukkot and get 8 days of Tashlumin for Shavuos as well. The answer is to fast, the Merubah to fast. So it's a common phrase, and Rashi explains the meaning behind it. It's logic, plain simple logic. Kol mokem shetim tishnei drachim. You're faced with two paths. Echa teifes meruba, echa teifes mut. On the one hand, you can grab hold of a large quantity, or just grab hold of a small measure. Which one should you do? We advise you to take the small amount. Toiv lecha litfes es amut. Grab the small one. Now, you're not sure, maybe I can grab more, but at least you grab the small one, you know you're right. You're secure in what you have. Let's say you could have gotten more. You only grabbed a small measure. At least you have this. Even if you could have gotten more, but the small one is included in the more. At least you have the small. But if you go ahead and go for the bank and go for the large amount, but in reality, you only had a right to take the small amount, he missed out completely. Then you grab too much. It was unjustified. Take the safe and secure route. Take the 7 day choice, which is a sure bet. Continues the Gemara. 4 lines from the bottom. Okay, so we compare Shavuos to Pesach. So why does the Pasuk even mention Sukkot in this Pasuk? Why does the Pasuk mention Sukkot in this Pasuk? What is it coming to teach us? If it's not coming to teach us Tashlumin, what then is it? It's meant to connect to Pesach and to teach you the following halach. Ma chaga Pesach. Ton lina. We learn from Pesach to Sukkot. Just like by Pesach, you have to sleep over in your shalayim. Right, be a good guest. Don't just come home. Stay overnight. Rashi says, Moitzoy Yamt, after Yamt, stay overnight. I don't leave the next day. Next day is Chol HaMoed. Machagamas is towing lina, Afchag HaSukkah is towing lina, Bach Sukkah as well. He meant to stay overnight and only leave Yerushalayim the next day. V'asaminel, how do we know that's true by Pesach? V'chsiv v'funisu abayka. V'alachta lalecha. Wake up in the morning, go home. Rashi says, we're speaking about Chalamayit, because on Yom Tov, in any case, you can't leave the Tchum. Torah is telling you, stay overnight, be a good guest. Stay, linger around, and then go home. So bottom line is, from this Pesach, V'chagat Matzis, V'chagat Shavuos, V'chagat Sukkos, we learn two things. Shavuos has Tashlum and called Shiva, like Pesach, and Sukkos has Lina, like Pesach as well. So now we're going to ask Akasha on who? On Rav Yishuv, who tells us that even Shavuos has Tashlum and called Shiva. Let's take a look at the Mishnah, which says, Atzeres, Shechalias Erev Shabbos. Shavuos falls out on a Friday. V'shami Oimrim Yom Tivachacha Shabbos. You can't bring the Karbanos today because it's Yom Tov. Rather, you bring it on Sunday. There's no Yom Tovayach. My love, should we not assume? It means to say, you can't make it up. If you miss today, you can't make it up. That's all they're trying to say. Apparently, Shavuos cannot be made up. Once you miss the first day, there's no Tashlum. That's not what he means. You don't need to make anything up. Why? Because remember, according to Beis Hillel, you bring it on Yom Tov. Umay Kamashmal says, what's he trying to say? The Makrovina B'yayimei? According to Beis Hillel, you can bring this Karbanos on Yom Tov? Isn't that obvious? They just told us. Beis Hillel just told us in the beginning of the Mishnah. You can do that. Why the repetition? Hopefully, Gibbachad Zimna. This was a topic of Machlekes a line ago between Sham and Beis Hillel. This is not Beis Hillel Oimrim Mevim Shlomim Bein Semchen Aleim. Avaloy Oilos. Beis Hillel Oimrim Mevim Shlomim Bein Semchen Aleim. You can bring this Kabbalah on Yom Tov. Why the repetition? Tzricha, both are needed. Both presentations of these Machlekes are needed. Each one teaches us a new element. The Yashmina Baha. If we would only learn the first version of the machlekes, right? Beis Shammai say you can't bring the kabbarnas on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel say you could. I would say, you know what? Behoka amr Beis Shammai. Only in this case where Shavuos is on a Tuesday, let's say. Beis Shammai hold. Look, don't bring the kabbarnas today. Mishum de'efshel lemacha, because you can bring it tomorrow. Aval ha'ocha. But if Shavuos is on a Friday, in which case you can't bring it tomorrow, you might just forget it, not bring it at all. Eima moide lula Beis Hillel. Perhaps they'll agree to Beis Hillel. Better bring it today, so you don't neglect and forget about the korbanos. If we would only know this case, so bottom line is the Mishnah repeats and tells you no. Even in this case, Beis Shammai insists that you don't bring it on Yom Tov. Wait till Sunday to bring it. If only from this halacha, I would say baha kamar Beis Hillel. Only in this case, say Beis Hillel, bring it today. Speaking that Shavuos is on a Friday, right? If we only speak about that case, which Shavuos falls on a Friday, I would say yeah, Beis Hillel. In this case, Beis Hillel hold, you can bring it today, because you can't bring it tomorrow, and that might lead to Pshia and Yush, you might forget about bringing it. So bring it today. Aval Baha, but in the first case of the Mishnah, when Yom Tov is on a regular weekday, on Tuesday and Wednesday, Eima Moidu LeBeis Shammai, perhaps Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai, don't bring it today, bring it tomorrow for the same money. And avoid bringing it on Yom Tov. Tzricha, that's why the Mishnah repeats both, and presents the Machlekes from two different angles. In both cases, we have the same machlekes. Whether Yom Tov is on a Monday or on a Friday, it's irrelevant. Beis Shammai hold, no karbanos today, bring it at the first possible opportunity, whether it's tomorrow or in a case of Friday, Sunday. Whereas Beis Hillel say you could bring it today. Tashma, here comes a kashan of Rav Yishuv. Rav is the one who tells us that Shavuos has a 7-day tashlumin period. The Braisa says, if one failed to bring his chagiga throughout the 7 days of Pesach, throughout the 8 days of Sukkos, v'yom tov shel atzeres or on Shavuos, that's it. It's over. You can't bring it any longer. My love, yom tov shel atzeres. Should we not assume the braisa means if you missed the yom tov atzeres, that's it. It's a 1 day opportunity. You can't make it up. Like no, yom tivayach. The braisa meant if you missed the time of the carbon, whether it's the actual first day or the following 6 days. Because Shavuos has a 7-day Tashlumin period. Yachid. Well, if it's Yom Tzvayach, which means Lashon Yachid, it's a 1-day makeup. Nivshet mina, dechad Yom Tzvayach. Who? Chad Yomu, the Chad Yom Tvayachu. Yom Tvayach sounds like it's only one day. Apparently, there's only one day to make it up, not 7 days. Ema revise Lashon, you made Tvayach, Lashon Ravim, Shavuos also has 7 days to make up. Tashma. Here comes another Raya. Lakash and Rav Yishya. Etani Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel teaches us in a braisa. Amra Teira, Mane Yamim Mekadesh Chodesh. It's a pasuk in Bamidbar. Ad Chodesh Yamim, which indicates that a Chodesh is comprised of days, 29 or 30 days, make up a Chodesh. Torah tells you, count days to arrive at the Chodesh. Mane Yamim Mekadesh Chodesh, and then generate a Rosh HaChodesh, which has Kedusha, where you bring Kabbanis Musaf. So days are the building blocks, so to speak, of this entity called Chodesh. Mani Yamim Mekadesh Atzeres. Likewise, when it comes to Shavuos, the pasuk says, Tispiru Chamishim Yamim, count days to get to Shavuos. And we equate the two things. We connect Shavuos to Rosh Chodesh. Ma Chodesh Lemenuyev, just like the entity of Chodesh, the entity of Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, is on one of those units that comprise this entity called a month. Right? What generates the Rosh Chodesh? Those days that you count up. So the Chodesh is comprised of a counting of 30 days, 29 days. So the Rosh Chodesh lands on one of those units that comprise this entity. Basically, it's a one-day event, right? Likewise, Shavuos is meant to take place on one of those units that comprise its entity. So it was 50 days that made the Shavuos. Shavuos is on one of those entities, one of those units, on a day. My love, should we not assume? The Brisa means, Gomar Mechodesh. We connected to Rish Chodesh. Ma Chodesh Yemechad, just like Chodesh is one day. It's comprised of one day, which is the unit that generates the Rosh Chodesh. Af Atzeres Yemech, likewise Shavuos. It's a one-day affair, not 7 days. I'm a rabbi, no. V'tispera, how can you assume so? Ato Atzeres Yemi Meninen. Shavuos Lo Meninen. When you count up to Shavuos, it's comprised of only days. You only count days. You don't count weeks. V'arabaye, didn't Abaye tell us? You count both elements. Mitzvah lememne yom. It's a mitzvah to count days leading up to Shavuot. Chasiv tisbru chamishim yom, right? And likewise, you count weeks. Mitzvah lememne Shavuot. Chasiv shiva Shavuot tisbalach. So both elements comprise the Shavuot. Number one. Number two, v'oid, chag Shavuot chasiv. The pasuk clearly calls it chag Shavuot. Apparently, the Yom Tov of Shavuot is a culmination of weeks. That seems to be the primary characteristic of Shavuos. So just the opposite. Shavuos is a week-long affair because of the Shiva Yimei Tashlumin, says Tosfos. So both are true. Shavuos is comprised of days because the actual Yom Tov is only a one-day thing. And it's comprised of weeks because of the Tashlumin concept, which makes it a seven-day event. So Shavuos has two sides to him. He has the day element and the week element. Interesting. So that's why we count both days and weeks, because Shavuos consists of both elements. Continues the Gemara. Now we're going to have a riot of Oishir that Shavuos is a 7 day event. Dvei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they presented as follows. Omakro, Ukrasim. Pasuk says, you call out Mikra Kodesh, it's a day of holiness, a day of Kedusha, speaking about Shavuos. Ubekutzrichem, pasuk says, when you gather your crop and you harvest your grain. So we're describing Shavuos as a day of Mikra Kodesh, day of Kedusha, no Malacha, and a day of harvesting. How does that work hand in hand? Isn't that a stira? Ezeu chag shata koyre v'koytzer boy. On which Yom Tov do you koyre Mikra Kodesh? Do you celebrate? Is it a day of Kedusha and also a day of harvesting? Which Yom Tov falls in the harvesting season? Have you ever said Chag Atzeres? Oh, this is Shavuos. Now, Amos, when is this happening? When is he harvesting? Elam Yom Tov. Is it on Yom Tov itself? That's impossible. Ktsira Yom Tov Mishor. How can you come on Yom Tov? Elav tashlumin. Oh, apparently the Torah is referring to the tashlumin period of the yomtiv. Shavuos contains both elements. First day is mikra kodesh, and is also a malacha. But then you have another 6 days, which are really part and parcel of the same event with respect to tashlumin. So both elements are present. It's a mikra kodesh. It's a day of karbanis. And it's a day of b'kutz rechem. You can actually do malach. So it's a riot to this concept of tashlum kol shiv. Says more, so now we have really two sources. We have this pasuk, and we have the pasuk of Rabbi Ishi himself. Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkot. We connect Shavuos to Pesach. Why both psukim needed? Even though we had that first pasuk, we still need the second pasuk. Yitzchok, Rabbi Zimun Yaakov. Even Rabbi Zimun Yaakov, only from the first pasuk that we connected to Pesach. Havamina, perhaps I would say, Ma Tashlum Shel Chag HaMatzis. Also, Masiyas Malach, just like the makeup period of Pesach, which is really the 7 days of Pesach, is also Masiyas Malach, right? Even Chol HaMoed, why may not do Malach? After Shlumei Atzeres, Nami also Basis Malacha. Perhaps even these days of Shavuos are also b'malacha. Let's equate it to Pesach entirely. Kamashmal, and that's why we need the pasuk. The Rezim and Yaakov, the Torah clearly tells us you can harvest your crop on those days. So although you bring kabbanis, it's a Yom Tashlumin, but it's not also b'malacha. It's not really the integral part of Yom Tov. By the way, it's interesting. Tosfos brings down here that this heter malacha is only when you're actually bringing a carbon, because the fact is, a person may not do malacha on the day that he brings a carbon. It's a general halacha, nothing to do with yomtiv. One is not allowed to do malacha. It's like for him a yomtiv. Whenever you bring a carbon, remember this, when you bring a carbon to Beis Hamikdash, that day is a yomtiv. You can't do malacha. Now, it doesn't have the same din of yomtiv or Shabbos. He says you only can do what you actually need. Tzorech achilasa, if your mamash need eat, you can make your isa, you can bake, but you don't engage in unnecessary malacha. So that's a general halacha. But the Gemara here tells us that during the tashlumin of Atzeres, one may do malacha. We're speaking that he's actually doing a carbon today. Meaning, if you miss the carbon the first day, you bring it on Tuesday instead of Sunday, that day for you is asur malacha. That's pashut. Just like any time you bring carbon, asur malacha. But the Gemara here means to say that the isur malacha of Shavuos doesn't necessarily automatically extend and spill over into the next 6 days you may tashlumin. It's not really Yom Tov. Okay, so that's what we learn from this pasuk. We see that the pasuk speaks about ktsira on those days. So that's why we need this pasuk. V'im the Rabbi ben Yaakov. Only from this pasuk, leidana kama. Sure, so I would know that there's some element of Shavuos that spills beyond the Yom Tov. There's something going on beyond the first day. But how many days? How many days of tashlumin are there? Kamash Mulan, the Blazer of Isha, that's why we need the first pasuk. We connect it to Chag HaMatzis, which is a 7 day period. Let's go to Rashi on top. Lo Yodan, Kama Yamim Yul Tashlum. I wouldn't know how many days to make up. Kamash Mulan, the Blazer, Ma Chag HaMatzis, Shiva, Afkan Shiva. Okay, so what did we learn today? We learned about the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, there's no Karbanis Shlomim. Shalom Chagiga, Oilus Ri on Yom Tov itself, you bring it after Yom Tov. According to Beis Hillel, you can bring it on Yom Tov itself. And according to the Gemara in Beitza, even Beis Shammai would agree that Shalom Chagiga you can bring on Yom Tov itself. It's only a restriction on the Oilus because it's going straight to the Mizbeach. We had another shaila regarding Smicha, which is really what we discussed yesterday. We have to be careful not to support the Tzdukim. And we learned this Chiddush, that just like Pesach and Shavuos have Yumei Tashlumin. By Pesach it's 7 days, by Shavuos it's, by Sukkot it's 8 days, all the way into Shmini Atzeres. Likewise, Shavuos, although the Yom Tov itself is a 1 day event, but the Yumei Tashlumin extend past the Yom Tov for a total of 7 days. All the best to you, and always Hatzlacha.